This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Schools across the county run on similar calendars, and the bulk of schools will open their doors for the new school year either next week or on Monday the 28th. Not in Fortuna. The high school started its classes yesterday, and Humboldt County School Superintendent Chris Hartley said that's because the high school has changed its schedule to a true semester-based one.
The plan they have there is to be able to end the first semester prior to going on winter break, which actually for high schools does make a lot of sense, so that you finish your first semester and then you've got your winter recess, you come back after that on your second semester. It's just you have an equal number of days per semester.
Other school districts carry over the first semester into the new year, and with Fortuna High starting this week, it means the school year will end in May instead of June. A two-car collision on Highway 101 northbound in the safety corridor yesterday at about 3 o'clock temporarily shut down the northbound traffic lanes as emergency crews responded to the scene. Two people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries after one vehicle T-boned another at the freeway crossing in front of Mid-City Motor World. Both vehicles then rolled over. The cause of the crash is under investigation and no arrests were made. There was some good news that came out of a vehicle pursuit turned arrest that saw Conte Watson jailed on numerous charges after he fled from a sheriff's deputy in McKinleyville on Saturday. Watson, a wanted felon, lost control of the vehicle he was in and it crashed into a residence on Fisher Lane and on the way damaged the mailbox that belongs to the resident, Melinda Paris. That mailbox was a gift from her late husband, and it was deputies Spellman Stallworth and Megan Huang who took it upon themselves to get that mailbox repaired. They did so with the help of the McKinleyville Ace Hardware, which provided the necessary materials, and the mailbox was returned to Paris in what the sheriff's office calls an example of community taking care of community. Winds out of the northwest brought some relief to communities like Hoopa and Willow Creek yesterday as those winds scoured the smoke from nearby wildfires from the Klamath Basin. There are two major fire complexes burning in the Six Rivers National Forest, and the Orleans complex continues to get plenty of attention. The complex of fires has scorched nearly 6,000 acres and about 700 personnel, along with more than a dozen dozers, 8 helicopters, and 19 engine companies are assigned. The Yukonam and Burney fires are the largest, and the fire and associated equipment have impacted Highway 96 north of Orleans. To the south of Ruth Lake, the Ruth complex of fires is burning as well. Those three fires have burned about 4,600 acres, and fire crews are focused on containment and direct suppression to keep the fire from moving north and threatening homes and other structures. More than 800 personnel are assigned to the lightning-caused fires, and slightly cooler temperatures and less wind will aid suppression efforts. And that's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.